The New Patriotic Party, NPP, says it will not honor government's invitation to partake in the National Economic Forum, which opens tomorrow at Akosombo. The party says it received the invitation very late and could not assemble a team to represent it at this special event. Addressing a news conference at the party's headquarters in Accra, Chairman Paul Afoku indicated that the NPP is not against the event, but rather some issues surrounding it. Abraham Donko reports.
According to the NPP chairman, the invitation letter from the presidency, which is dated 2nd May 2014, was received at the party's headquarters on the 9th of May. The situation Mr. Afoku described as unfair because the NPP could not assemble a team to represent it on this short notice. Another reason the party cited was that there is no document which will serve as a basis for the forum.
Last Friday afternoon, the NPP received an invitation from the seat of government to be part of a national economic forum that is scheduled to begin on the 12th of May 2014. The letter signed by the executive secretary to the president was dated the 2nd of May 2014. You will note that in spite of the short distance between the Jubilee House and the NPP party headquarters, it took more than a week for the letter to be hand-delivered. This shows a lack of seriousness on the part of the government towards this very important national exercise. How can the government call stakeholders to such an important forum at such short notice and expect any meaningful contribution in this national discussion?
According to Mr. Fook, the NPP does not understand why this forum should be held if government has already adopted a set of reforms agreed upon with the IMF. He contended that the National Economic Forum is a platform to legitimize government's proposal.
Information available to us suggests that the NDC government has already adopted a set of reforms between 2014 and 2017, which includes the retrenchment of workers, and has communicated same in its policy document to the IMF titled Economic and Financial Policies for the Medium Term. And this was dated the 14th of April 2014. This document contains what the government describes as homegrown policy and was formally submitted to the IMF during the recent spring meetings in Washington, D.C. The question is, if the government has already adopted a set of policies and has already submitted to the IMF, what is the purpose of convening a National Economic Forum to deliberate on what to do?
General Secretary of the party, Kwabena Japong, added that party members should advise themselves accordingly, even if they have personal invitations.
Abraham Donko.
Now we have on the line the Director of Communications at the Presidency, Ben Duchimalo, to react to the MPP's concerns. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Now, how come the MPP was not invited earlier to this important forum? Because they contend that the invitation came last Friday.
Let me put it this way. Everyone who has been invited, everyone who has confirmed participation, all the key stakeholders, the participants, the chair, the rapporteurs, have all been invited at the same time. And I just want to make it clear, it wasn't and it isn't as if one section of Ghanaian society has been left aside and not invited at the same time. All the people who have accepted and agreed to participate received the same invitation at the same time that our brothers and sisters in the NPP have received.
The party also claims that the government has already adopted a set of reforms in collaboration with the IMF, so then there is no need holding any forum. What do you make of that position?
I respectfully beg to disagree with this position. The fact is, every step has been taken to make sure that this forum, it's something that goes beyond President Mahama and the government, something that goes and is bigger for the benefit of Ghana and Ghanaians. This morning, the finance minister, Mr. Seth Tepe, explained that what is being alleged is not correct. What was presented to Parliament was the same thing that was presented to the IMF, not for a bailout, but this is a regular means of informing the IMF under Article 4, something every nation that subscribes to the IMF has to do. So it is, excuse me to say, totally wrong and misleading to allege that something was already cooked and planned in advance of this forum. And second point, if we are saying that some measures, homegrown measures, are being taken to help us deal with the short term, and because of that, any one of us should decide not to participate in a nationwide, nonpartisan, broad-based event as the forum, which is beginning firmly tomorrow. What about the medium term and also the long term? You see, what is being done, it's not just for the short term. Would somebody say that because the Bank of Ghana recently took measures to address the issue of the CD, to strengthen the CD, it means that no one else can contribute to make things better? We need everybody on board. And this is the spirit in which President Mahama is inviting all the former finance ministers, no matter what shade of political divide they are coming from, no matter what government they served, all the former governors of the Bank of Ghana, members from academia, all key people have accepted to participate in this. And it will be regrettable, it will be unfortunate, if any small part of the range of Ghanaian sections and sectors invited should decide not to participate in this all-important event.
So now that the NPP says it's boycotting the forum, is it not going to take the shine out of it?
No, not at all. Again, we would urge our brothers and sisters in the NPP to reconsider their participation or their decision not to participate, simply because a whole range of Ghanaians of all political shades, of all expertise and experiences, banking, judiciary, the Ghana Bar Association, the military, or all the service sectors, the teachers, the students, everybody's been invited, and confirmations are coming in. As I talk to you, some people are contacting our colleagues at the forefront of the organization saying they want to be involved. And even externally, we are getting interest. So if, let's say, one or two individuals who should represent a particular party are not taking part, it doesn't take away from all other sections of the Ghanaian public who are participating. We would like everybody in an all-inclusive way to participate, and that is what we will urge. That is what President Mahama, with the support of the Vice President and Mr. Afa, everybody is pushing to do, and we should all come together under this arrangement of an inclusive, non-partisan, multi-stakeholder event that involves all Ghanaians. Even if you have issues, if you have disagreements, you disagree with anything, this is a great opportunity for you to come in front of other colleagues, other brothers and sisters, to say, well, I know this is where you are going. I think it's the wrong way. I want to point this out and put it on record.
Now, sir, as you mentioned earlier, we need everybody on board. So is government going to find a way of talking to the NPP so that they, in the short possible time, so that they are able to come to this forum?
Everybody has been invited in the spirit of Ghanaian nationalism, in the spirit that goes beyond any individual interest or any games to be played. This is a simple case of Ghanaians looking beyond themselves, looking beyond the now, looking beyond any particular interest to say, Ghana is more important. The people of Ghana are too precious. Yes, some measures are being taken, but we all need to come together, put our heads together. This is not just for today. It's not for tomorrow. It's for the future of Ghana. And it is in that spirit that every Ghanaian who has been invited to take part in this National Economic Forum should feel free, and people are feeling free, confirming their participation. The forum is going ahead tomorrow with President Mahama scheduled to open it.
Now, how far have you gone with preparations towards the forum, and as you said, which key individuals have confirmed to participate?
Preparations, as I have mentioned, are already almost complete. From this evening, many participants are going to be arriving at the venue. We have received confirmation from many facilitators, many chairs, many rapporteurs. Many of them are people who have been spoken to directly by Vice President Kwesi Emesa-Afa, and they have given their pledge, their willingness, and their readiness to be at this opening event tomorrow. And if I could mention some of the facilitators, the rapporteurs, the chairs, Dr. Kwesi Botchwe, he is known to have confirmed participation, Dr. Joe Abe, is known to have confirmed participation, Mrs. Nelly Mireku, Dr. Millicent DeGraft Johnson. We have Dr. Tony Oting JC, Mr. Kwamina Esofi Ajay, Dr. Patrick Ewa, Professor Ernest Ayute, Dr. Sule Garibad, Mr. Osafo Mafo, Mr. Kwame Pienin, Dr. Fritz Gorkel. These are just a few of the names of distinguished Ghanaians who are looking beyond anything that concerns any of us individually, looking at the big picture, looking at the bigger picture for Ghana and Ghanaians, to say that they will participate and chair or facilitate or serve as rapporteurs for this four-day National Economic Forum beginning tomorrow.
Well, thank you very much, sir, for your time.
My pleasure.
Ben Dochimalo is the Director of Communications at the Presidency.
The People's National Convention, PNC, and the Progressive People's Party, PPP, have pledged to participate in the much-anticipated National Economic Forum, which comes up tomorrow in Akosombo in the Eastern Region. The forum, which will be opened by President Mahama, is expected to bring together all stakeholders, including former finance ministers, captains of industry and academics. Speaking to Radio Ghana, General Secretary of the PNC, Bernard Mona, says the forum is so important that his party cannot afford not to be represented. He spoke to Doreen Ampofu.
We intend that a national development plan will be able to bring on board the many individual issues that confront our nation and to see how we collectively can address them. I've heard many suggest that we need a national development plan. I've heard many suggest that we should have a non-partisan or a bipartisan national development plan and commission. I don't think that the process is complete if we cannot sit together to dialogue on the economy to find positions that are common so that together we will be able to articulate. It is also important for us that it is at the National Economic Dialogue, for instance, that certain information pertaining to our economy will be shared, particularly by the governing side. They have stated that if you take a critical look, for some time now, Ghana has been participating in the World Economic Forum series. And just recently, our president, the ministers, were in Davos to attend the World Economic Forum. Just a few days ago, Nigeria also hosted the World Economic Forum. And I'm told that Ghana is preparing to host the World Economic Forum by 2016. So obviously, if we want to attend and participate in World Economic Forum, how come we will not be able to do national economic forums? That will bring about businessmen, that will bring about entrepreneurs, that will bring about companies that will sit together. And at the sidelines, they are able to network, to be able to even come together, form joint ventures and what have you.
General Secretary of the PPP, Kofi Asamoah Sian, also acknowledges the importance of the forum. He, however, cautioned that it will be a complete waste of time and resources if the outcomes are not implemented.
We want to say that, but for the fact that we believe in inclusiveness and for the fact that it is the president who is inviting us, we would think that all the ideas, all the recommendations that we need to transform this country are known by the president himself and all the stakeholders in this country. All that is left for us to do is to have the political will to implement them. So as far as you are concerned, yes, it's another opportunity for the president or the government to hear the views of the PPP when it comes to transforming this country. Otherwise, we think that it would be more valuable if the president stayed at the Flagstaff House and implemented some of the policies that he himself has recognized to be the change to our crisis. So we do not necessarily need to hold a national economic forum outside of Greater Accra, go to Akosombo, spend a few Ghana cedis or spend taxpayers' money to be able to come to an understanding as to what is it that we need to do. All of us know what is it that we need to do. So I would be very surprised that the recommendations that will come out of this economic forum will be different from what is it that we have heard over and over the years.
I believe that your point has been made. Now, will the PPP represented at this forum?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. That's what I said. I can confirm that we have received an invitation from His Excellency, signed as Executive Secretary to the President.
That was PPP's General Secretary, Kofi Asamoah Sian, talking to Doreen Ampofu.